Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Open Soliloquy. I feel like I should start introducing myself in the beginning in, like, the episode. So, I'm Brittany, and today I just wanted to talk about identity and the importance of finding who you are. I think that is such an important topic when it comes to living your life in the best way possible. So let's get into it. So a book that I recently read that kind of sparked this topic for me is called Identity by Charlotte Gamble. And let me just say, this book couldn't have come at a more perfect time in my life. It came in a phase where I felt like I was just starting completely over and almost felt lost in a sense. Like I didn't know where I was supposed to be. And my mom had actually left this book on my bed and wrote a little note that I needed to read it. And I just felt in my spirit that God wanted me to read that book at that time. And so I'm just grateful that it came into my life how it did. I truly think that everything happens for a reason, and everything is perfectly in God's timing. And whether or not we understand that, like, that doesn't matter. Our job is not to know why things happen the way they do. I think it's just important to take God's signs, and, you know, he's going to give you what you need at the right time, because God's timing is perfect. And so whether or not you know you need something or why something happened, you find out in hindsight. And I think that's something that's so beautiful about hindsight. It's like you finally check something off and then you get to earn the why. So I love that mindset. When I said I felt like God wanted me to read this book, I also felt like he wanted me to read it in one day. And it is a really small book, so I was able to do that. The book has 206 pages. So yeah, it wasn't a hard read at all, and it was actually exciting to get through. I like flew through this book because it aligns so much with my beliefs that I already had, and it just kind of reignited everything for me. Of course, I learned something new, because there's always something new to learn, but it aligned so well with my belief system that I already had, and so it made it even more exciting because it explained things in a different way than I had even heard. So honestly, for this episode, I just want to go through my favorite quotes from the book and just explain them a little bit deeper and then show how they relate in my personal life. And I will definitely be sure to leave this book in the descriptions, because I want to make sure that everyone's able to get a copy of this if they want to, because it is such a good book. Okay, so the first quote is, "If you don't know who you are, then other people will try to define you." And I think that is so important, because it's so easy these days to get influenced by other people, what other people are doing, you know, fashion trends, social media trends. Like, it's so easy to just blend in and want to fit in, but God made everyone with a specific purpose, and I think that is so important for each and every person to find out who they are and what their purpose is, because I feel like when you're in that space, when you're truly living out what you God created you to do, I think that is when you get to live life truly happy and truly fulfilled. And you won't get that when you're lessening yourself to blend in with other crowds, when you're just trying to fit in, or just doing a job for the money and not for the fulfillment and the purpose and the drive. So I think it's important, very important, to find who you are and what your purpose is. The next one is, "The Holy Spirit wants to lead you, but he won't force you." And I think there's something so beautiful about that, because it's just an expression of free will. You know, God created us with free will, and if he wanted us to live in a perfect world, then he wouldn't have given that to us. And I think that's something so beautiful, is that we get to live that human experience. We get to make mistakes. We get to learn from them. We get to grow and have the freedom to mess up and find ourselves. And it's beautiful because God does give us signs. God is present in your life, but he's not going to make the right decision for you. That's our job. And I think that's beautiful because it also shows how much of a gentleman God is. Like, he'll guide you, but he's not going to make you do something. Like, ultimately, he gave us the gift of free will. And I think that's such a great expression of that. Okay, the next quote is, don't let yourself get so stuck in the routine of life that you don't hear God whispering to your heart and nudging you in a particular direction in life. I think this one is nice because it just kind of reminds you to live in the moment. You know, don't get so caught up with work and your routine and just letting time fly by. Really pushing yourself to just not go through the motions of life. Like, to really take each and everything in. It's kind of like romanticizing your life, like making each and every little moment special, like smiling because you got your favorite cup of coffee today, or smiling because the sky looks beautiful or the trees look extra green today. It's just like making those little moments so much bigger and just being grateful for every little detail. I think that makes life more special. But then also, like I said before, God is whispering to you, God is speaking to you, and, you know, he's not going to force you to do specific things, but it's beautiful to be able to really take a step back and see how he's moving in your life. God will show you where you're meant to go, but if you're not listening, you're not going to get there. The next one is, there are many things you can be too busy for, but the Holy Spirit should never be one of them. And I think that is so important because you can be Christian, but for me, the biggest and the hardest thing for me was just going to church. And I think for a long time, I blamed that on cheer because I would have cheer on Sunday mornings and I would watch cheer online, but obviously it's so different from actually going in person, and you actually feel the Holy Spirit like in the room with you, and that's such a different feeling than just watching it online, where I felt like online it was just like I was studying, I was learning, but I wasn't feeling. And I think when you step into the house of God, like, you actually genuinely feel that. So for me, that was my biggest issue. And then I really thought about it and I was like, my creator, the one that created me and made me and gave me the life that I feel like I'm so grateful for and so lucky to be able to live, invites me to his house every Sunday, and I seriously can't show up for 1 hour. Like, there are 24 hours in a day, and I can't show up for the one that created me for 1 hour. So, like, having that mindset, it might sound harsh, but it's the truth, and I'm always going to be real with myself, and that made me feel bad. Like, it made me feel bad that I couldn't show up for the person that made me who I am, that gave me the gift of life, that gave me the gift of free will. Like, I couldn't show up for him for 1 hour. That's insane. That's wild. And so that's definitely something that's been able to help me be accountable when going to church. And I will say my life feels so much more fulfilled and so much more whole now that I have been going. So highly recommend. Okay, so these next few quotes are about wrestling with God and limps. So I'll break them down into like two parts and then we can get into it. Okay, so the first three quotes are, "This wrestle is not meant to harm you. This wrestle is going to make you become more you." Then the next one is, "If you wrestle with God, you need to know that you will also be different when you come out on the other side." Then the next one is, "Wrestling God on this identity journey will give you something unique, your very own limp." I just love the idea of this metaphor because I've never heard it explained in this way. And for some reason when I read it, like everything just clicked and it just made so much sense. I think the idea of wrestling with God is so beautiful because it's not only allowing your relationship with God to be that much stronger and to grow that much more, but you also get to find out more about yourself. And again, it goes back to the God's timing is perfect timing, and everything will happen perfectly in God's timing because it's His doing. And it's like, for example, when bad things happen in life and you're like, "Oh, why me? Why is this happening right now?" Instead, you can flip the mindset and look at it in a positive way. Like, "Gosh, I really don't understand why this is happening in my life right now, and that's not for me to understand." But instead of looking at it in a negative way, I'm going to be grateful that this is happening because this experience, which God gives us many experiences, but this experience is going to shape me, it's going to make me grow, and it's going to give me something that I can learn from and be useful to my life. Like, everything happens for a reason, so I don't think that God gives you any experience, whether good or bad, for no reason. Like, everything has a purpose. God is so smart, and I think that's beautiful that these experiences shape you and make you who you are and help you identify who you are as a person. And obviously, when going through those experiences, you know, you are getting shaped into a person. You're learning from those experiences. Maybe your opinions of things are going to change after going through certain experiences. And I think that's why it says you're going to be different when you come out on the other side. And then that's because you're learning and you're growing and you're becoming you. I don't know if anyone's ever read Your Body Keeps the Score. I never have, but my mom does have a copy that I should probably borrow and read. But just based on the title alone, and like, I understand the gist of it because my mom has explained some of it to me, but I think that, you know, that's the whole idea of like a limp. Like, just like when you get a scar, if you, for example, fell off your bike and you got a scar, and then it's like that scar is permanent, and every time you look at that scar, you remember that incident, and maybe you learned, "Oh, I should have been more careful," or whatever lesson you learned from that, and you'll always be reminded by looking at that scar. Well, that's kind of the same mindset when it comes to the limp. You know, when you go through a wrestling, I think wrestling is like a metaphor for an experience. Like, when you go through that experience, then you come out a little different and maybe you have a little limp. And it's like, let me get into the next quote because I'm like getting ahead of myself. But it's, "We must resist the pressure to conform and we must not hide our limps. Don't be afraid to share your journey, as this will be the key to helping others embark on their own." And then the next one is, "You can tell the difference between those who limp and those who don't. People who have no limp of their own are like tour guides who are giving out travel advice about destinations they have never been to." So I think that it's kind of the idea of, don't preach about something you don't know about. And I think that that is ultimately, like, even if you go back to my first episode of this podcast, I had mentioned that I had sheltered myself so much in my life, and I feel like I had to go through all of those experiences, all of those negative experiences, to be able to, Well, not even just negative, the positive ones as well. But like, I had to go out there and experience life in order to be able to share things with all of you, to be able to share my advice and the lessons I learned with all of you. And I've always known that I wanted to share my experiences. Like, I didn't know that it was going to come in the form of a podcast, but I always knew that I wanted to talk to a lot of people and share what I've gone through. And just if I could help make someone's life a little bit easier, then that just brings joy to my life. So there is a beauty in going through your experiences and, you know, getting the scar or getting the limp and then being able to share that with other people. Like, that's like if you have an experience, right, whether good or bad, and then you see someone younger going through that same thing, like, why would you then hide your scar or hide your limp and not help that person when you could instead relate to that person, show them your scar, show them your limp, show them you have that same injury, and then help them so they're not having to go through the same thing? Or if they are, maybe you can help them on the healing journey and help them with coping. Like, humans were meant for connection, and I think it's so important to be able to share your wisdom with other people. Like, I truly feel like we were meant to help each other through this journey of life. And so why we wouldn't do that, I have no idea. But I do love the idea of not having a limp and trying to explain to people how to live their lives as like a tour guide that gives advice about places they've never been to. I just love that and found that so funny and so clever, because it's like you want to be a traveler and not a tour guide. Like, you want to go out there and experience life and then be able to share experiences. Because what good is it to share something about somewhere you've never been? Like, that's what Google's for. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to find the best restaurants from someone that's actually been there and actually eaten the food versus just going on Google and searching, what are the best restaurants in Greece? Do you know what I mean? So it's like the same thing with life. It's better to give advice when you've experienced it for yourself, because you have that depth, you have that knowledge, you have that experience. And then jumping back to why other people wouldn't help other people, the next one is, secure people are people releasers by nature. I think you should all strive to be people releasers. It's kind of like winners want other people to win. And if you don't clap for others, they're not going to clap for you. Like, I think it's so important to show other people how to win. I think that that feeling that you get is almost better seeing someone else win than having that win for yourself. I can think of a time when I used to be a manager at Kate Spade, and we had these social media contests, and you would make TikTok videos or Instagram reels, and you could win like a $500 gift card. And I ended up winning one, and that was so fun, and that was such a cool experience. But then I shared that with my team, and a few of them decided to get into making videos, and it was so fun just to see them be so creative and coming up with new ideas. And, you know, we would all have the same products to work with, but we were all making very different content, and it was so cool to see how the brain works in different people's minds, how they could see a product and make something come to life, and it's so completely different than what you made come to life. And one of them actually ended up winning a contest, and that was such a cool experience for me, because I was able to help someone else win, and that brought joy to their life, but it also brought joy to my life, because I was able to, in a way, give that to them. And that felt so much better than whenever I won. Like, seeing them win made me win, just because I got to see them smile and I got to see the excitement of them getting that win and getting that gift card and getting to buy fun new things. Like, it was just such a cool experience. And so I would always recommend that you become a people releaser. And had I been insecure, had I not been confident in myself, I probably would have kept that to myself and not shared it with other people. But I was secure in who I am, and I wanted that for other people. I wanted other people to be able to have the ability to win and to experience that, because I enjoyed it so much. And so beautiful things can happen when you love yourself, when you're secure in yourself, and you want other people to have genuine joy. But that only comes when you're secure in who you are. That's why it's important to find out your identity and be confident in that and know who you are, because then you're able to help other people find that for themselves. The next quote I loved was, "Insecure people will make you lose momentum, as you have to waste valuable time trying to work out where they are at instead of concentrating on the challenges that lie ahead." This quote hit me like a ton of bricks, because this reminded me of someone that I was kind of seeing on and off for a year, and he was insecure. And I think in that year, I got lost because I was so wrapped up in trying to figure out who this person was and helping them trying to figure out who they were. And he was so insecure. He just didn't know who he was. And I spent so much time trying to help him figure that out that I wasn't able to focus on my life and focus on the goals I had and what I wanted to work on and what I wanted to achieve. And so I think that is so important, especially as someone who doesn't like to waste time. Like, the way my brain works, I can't even relax and sit down and unless everything is clean in my home and like everything's done, because then I'm like, well, I might as well get up and clean that. And if I'm cleaning that, I might as well do a load of laundry while that's happening, because then by the time I finish, I'll be able to put whatever's in the washer and the dryer. Like, my brain is just always trying to figure out how I can get the most things done in the least amount of time. And so as someone that thinks that way, it was hard for me to look back and be like, wow, I spent so much time focusing on someone else that I set myself back. And when I saw that quote, I was just like, when I read that quote, I was just like, I will never do that again. I will never let myself lose myself for the betterment of someone else. Like, that can never happen again. And I think that is something that happens so much in the dating world, because everyone just wants to get to that happy ending. Everyone wants to get that happily ever after. But it's so important to still have your own identity, still have your own interests, your own hobbies, your own life, even in a couple. And I think that's something that a lot of people struggle with and see as a challenge, but I think that is something that is very important to master in order to have a successful relationship. Okay, these next two quotes are kind of fun. So the first one is, "Run with the perseverance, the race marked out for us." And the second is, "The race they are called to run may not be the same one you have been training for." And I think these two are so fun because I love the metaphor. You know, we're all running a race. And some people aren't meant to stay in your life for the long haul. And I think that's okay. Like, it's okay to have people come in and out of your life for different seasons. I think, once again, it's God's timing. I think he brings certain people in and out of your life for specific reasons. And, you know, you can outgrow each other. And I think that God is so intentional, and that every person we meet is for a specific reason. And sometimes those relationships are going to be shorter than longer. And I think that's okay. And that's why it's so important to run the race that you were called to run. You know, some people could be training for a marathon and you're just training for a 5K, and that's okay. Like, obviously, like, if you have a friend that's running the 5K and you're running a marathon, well, they weren't meant to run that marathon with you because they've only been training for a 5K. They haven't been training for a marathon, so they're not going to make it through that marathon. And you can't have the expectation for those people to that have been training for the 5K. You can't expect them to be able to run that marathon with you because that's not fair. They weren't training for that. They weren't ready for that. And so that's another thing that I would struggle with, was having very high expectations for other people, and sometimes even unrealistic, just because my expectations for myself are so high. But that's also an important piece to this race running metaphor, is like, you can't place the expectations or unrealistic expectations on people, because that also just creates toxicity, and that's not healthy. And you can't blame another part too, is if you do outgrow a relationship and y'all go y'all separate ways, like, you can't blame that other person if they weren't equipped to run that long haul with you. Like, sometimes the relationship fizzles out and it is what it is, whether that's friendship or romantic, but you can't blame them. Like, if anything, it's just making room for the people that are meant to be in your life for the long haul. But you can't be upset when they've been training for something that's shorter, or maybe you're running the 5K and they've been training for a marathon. Well, they're going to want to keep on going. They're going to want more. They're going to want to do more. Like, and you can't hold that against them. You can't hold them back because you've only been training for a 5K. You can't hold them back from reaching their full potential. And I think that's important as well. And that's why I love this metaphor of racing, because once again, it's a metaphor that I've never heard before, but once I heard it, it just clicked and it made so much sense, and it allowed me to dive deeper into this topic, and I love it. This next line is kind of sassy, but it's, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. And I think this one was brilliant, because you never want to be in a position where you're stuck, where you're complacent, where you're not growing, you're not learning, you're not becoming a better version of yourself. And it kind of reminds me of that line about being the dumbest person in the room. Like, you never want to be the smartest person in the room, because if you are, then what are you learning? Like, you need to get into a different room with people who are smarter than you so you can grow. Like, you're only going to grow as much as your environment is able to grow. And when you surround yourself with people who are intelligent or more wise or more have more knowledge about certain things, then you're ultimately going to be able to grasp onto that, and that's going to sink into your brain. And so that's kind of like the same thing. Like, you can't be afraid to grow. You can't be afraid to hear constructive criticism, because ultimately it's just there to help you. It's like God, he just wants the best for you. So he's going to give you experiences that you need in order to grow. Like, when you ask for strength, well, he's going to put you in certain positions to where you have to struggle so you can build that strength. And that's kind of the same thing. It's like, yeah, the constructive criticism might be hard to hear. It might make you a little upset or sad, but ultimately the purpose is to help you be a better person. So have those standards, be disciplined, have goals, stick to them, love knowledge, love the ability to learn and grow and become, because then you get to become you. You get to become the best version of you. So the next one is about going on the journey of self-identity. And it said, so when you are looking for journeying friends, make sure that you always include honest people who will be faithful enough to wound you, because those are the ones you can trust. And honestly, that makes me think of one of my best friends, Riley. Life is hard, but I guarantee it's going to be so much harder when you surround yourself with yes men and yes women. You have to find friends that are willing to be honest with you, even if it hurts you, because at the end of the day, that is going to hold you accountable, and that is going to make you be your best self. Because if you're just surrounding yourself with yes men, then you're not going to grow. There's no accountability. There's no one that's going to be able to check you. And so it's important to find people who you know are going to be open and honest with you no matter what. And that's not always easy to find. But once you find them, you need to hold on to them, because they're there for you for the right reasons. And sometimes, you know, those deep conversations may hurt you, but in the long run, it's happening for a reason. They know who you are, and they just want you to be the best you possible. And that is important to have in a friend. The next one is, don't pay for things twice. And it's something so simple, but it's just like, it also made me think of that relationship that I had that was on and off for a year, because it's kind of like that saying, when people show you who they are, believe them. And I mean, it kind of speaks for itself. When someone shows you who they are, believe that, know that, and move on. Don't go back and relive that same experience just to get that same ending. Sometimes people do go back and they end up being better than ever, but time is so precious, and time is something that you can never get back. So don't waste your time going back or even making the same mistakes. Like, a lot of times God will put you in the same situation until you're able to learn that lesson. And I think the quicker that you can learn a lesson, the better you are, because then you aren't wasting time having to re-experience and relive those same experiences. And so don't waste your time having to go through the same things over and over again when you already know the answer. It's like throwing away money. Don't buy the same bag twice if you don't have to. The next one is, stay on track regardless of how you feel. And I think that is so important, and it relates to so many different aspects of life. For me, it kind of brought back the whole going to church experience, because that was something that was so hard for me. But I think it's accountability. Ultimately, it's accountability. And it's holding myself accountable to show up for myself and for God every Sunday at church. Rain or shine, no matter how I feel, I have to show up. And that could be for working out, for, you know, if you have like a workout membership, like showing up for yourself, because ultimately it's just going to make you a better you. But it also can relate in so many different ways, like people that go to AA meetings. Like, I'm sure that's very difficult to do consistently, but ultimately by going, that's going to make them a better person. And so I think if you take the emotions out of it, because a lot of time people like to use the excuse of, oh, I'm not feeling well today, like, I'm just not going to work out, or I'm just not going to go to church, or I'm not going to go to that AA meeting. And I think that the emotional aspect should be taken out of consideration. Unless you're like genuinely really, really sick or whatever, I think the excuses have to stop. I think if you want to be the best version of yourself, you have to hold yourself accountable and you have to show up for yourself, regardless of if you feel sad or whatever that case may be. Like, rain or shine, you have to show up for yourself. The next one was keep and uphold standards. And I think that was something that I've always done well. I think when I started first, like, really getting out there into the world and, like, experiencing different things and, you know, getting into trouble, not, like, anything crazy, but just, like, being in the wrong place at the wrong time. But also knowing that everything happens in perfect time, like, it wasn't wrong place, wrong time. Like, that was meant to happen, because now I can look back and I've grown because of that. Like, I've learned lessons and I've even been able to give other people advice about being in those situations. And maybe one day I'll get into those different stories and be able to share them all with you. But nothing like crazy. It wasn't anything that was like crazy. But those experiences had to happen for a reason. And yes, if I kept up and upheld those standards, I probably wouldn't have been in that situation. But I think that's another reason why that had to happen, so that I was reminded to keep and uphold those standards, if that makes sense. And then the last quote that I found very valuable from this book was, don't let others' emotions manipulate you on your journey. I think energy is something that can so easily be felt and something that can be manipulated. And so when you go through this journey of finding out who you are, there are always going to be people that are going to try to knock you down for trying new things and for trying to be the best version of yourself. And I think it is so important to stay on track. Kind of like a trail, like on a hiking trail, you're going down the main trail and some people might try to pull you off the trail, and it's fine to go off trail, but then you want to make sure that you get back on the main one. And at the end of the day, you're living this, you should be living this life for yourself, and you should be doing this self-identity journey for yourself. And so other people's opinions and other people's emotions shouldn't affect you on your journey. It shouldn't come in between you and finding who you are, if that makes sense. Like, yes, you're living this life for you, and you should have people in your life that are giving advice and that you can learn from and grow from, but at the same time, you shouldn't let other people make you feel bad for wanting to find yourself, for wanting to find your purpose, for wanting to be the best you that you can be. And so that was all of my favorite quotes from reading the book Identity. And actually, funnily enough, this was the first time that I've ever taken notes, besides like books that I had to read in school. But this was the first time that I've actually read a book for fun, and I say fun, but I really do think God put this in my life for a purpose. But the first time that I ever read a book outside of school that I've actually written notes or taken notes on, and I'm glad I did, because I wouldn't have remembered all of those quotes exactly. And yeah, I think everyone should read this book, and everyone should always be working on yourself. I think that you are the biggest project you will ever work on in your life, and I think it's a project that is never ending. And so you should always strive to be better than you were the day before, and I think this book can help a lot of people get there. So definitely get a copy of it if you can. If not, take in what I said and maybe try to implement those into your life and see how much better your life can get. I will say though, I really did have a fun time with today's episode. It allowed me to get really deep and intellectual, which I really enjoyed, but in a fun way. And so I really hope that you guys liked it. And of course, I want you all to know that I see you, I value you, and I appreciate you. And in the life where we constantly have the choice, I hope you choose to be happy, grateful, and kind. As always, I love you all, take care, and go live the beautiful life you are meant to. Bye, guys.